Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whichever day time you're listening to our daily bread. We welcome you to our daily bread, where the word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is February the 4th, 2026, on Wednesday, daily bread. We welcome you. Thank you so much for coming to the Oasis, to the booth camp, to the filling station, to the rivers of living waters. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you that you accept us. Thank you, Father, that we are your children. We're your sons and your daughters. And I just want to say thank you for this day, another day of living in the light of your word, in your authority, power, and ability, Father. It's your authority that you delegated to us through Jesus Christ, and we implement that authority, that power, and that ability because of you. You give us the very breath and the life of who you are. The character and the nature of our Father is in us, and the fullness of the Godhead is in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory, and we are in Christ. And it's by your divine power that you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, and have given us exceeding precious promises that we may be partakers of them all. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We invite you to be with us. You're the one that fills my mouth. You're the one that knows what's going on with each person that will be listening to this message of daily bread. And you meet all their needs. You strengthen them. You heal them through the blood of Jesus Christ and the stripes of Jesus Christ. They are healed and made whole. They walk in divine health, divine prosperity, peace of mind. They walk in the light of God's word and his ability. We're not merely hearers or merely hearers of the word, but we're doers of the word, Father. Doers get results. So we thank you, Father, that we keep your word before our eyes and our ears and our mouth, and we wail out the two-edged sword out of our mouth to the enemy. We submit ourselves to you, Father, the eternal living word that lives and abides in us. You said, submit yourselves to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And he will flee because the word is going forth, and the word goes forth in power, never returns void. So we thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And Father, you have made us to sit in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, and mights, and dominions. And that is our position, Father. Our position is in heaven. You made us, not ourselves, but you, Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I thank you, Lord, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. And we just love you. We thank you for this message that will go forth and minister to the hearts of the hearers and the doers. Not only hearers, but we do the word. And we delight to do your will always. And your will is your word. And your will is your perfect plan for each one of us, Father, for the assignment and the plan and the destiny, and our course, and our race that you have placed before us as kings and priests and ambassadors of this earth, walking and fulfilling to do all that you said to us. What you have commanded in your word, we do it, Father. And we thank you, and we bless you, and we honor you, and we worship you. For you alone are worthy to receive all glory and all honor. We worship you, Father. We magnify your word because you are the eternal living word that lives in us. And we thank you for the divine companion, the Holy Spirit, the great Holy Spirit of God, the divine companion for the journey that we have every day of our lives. He is our divine companion that goes with us everywhere in this journey that we're here on earth. And we just thank you once again. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Amen. Today, we're going to be talking about love. It's the greatest quest. So, I've been ministering a lot on healing, But the Lord just made a little shift to this Wednesday and said, I want you to talk about minister on love and obedience. Because in these days right now that we're going in 2026, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of anger and unsettled in our country. Devastation, calamity, destruction, wars. We're listening, we're hearing so many stuff. And we as children of God must always remember that God is a God of love. And the highest flow that we can live by and flow is the flow of God's love in us. For the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And we are to walk in love. And I have endeavored, and I told the Lord at first, I go, I'm going to try to walk in love. And I always tell people, don't try, do it. And that's what God expects us to do. It. He goes, don't try me. Don't try to walk in peace. Do it. Speak to your heart and say, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk in love towards others, especially, you know what, to our loved ones that we live with, our children, our spouses, our family. It seems like we act any old way with our families and with our loved ones, with our spouses and children. But we put on an act when we're with other people and we just love them and everything. Our family should be the first ones. We don't know those people out there, but we know who we live with. And we should be the most loving parents, most loving husband and wife. And the people all around our families, we should love them more than a stranger. Yes, we love the stranger, but our families deserve the greatest love, and that's the love of God. So let's talk about love and obedience. Love and obedience. This might be a little long, but bear with me and get blessed with it. Deuteronomy 30, 20. Deuteronomy 20, 30. I mean, 30, 20. Deuteronomy 30, 20 instructs us that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life. He is your life and the length of your days. Loving the Lord and obeying him are forever linked together. To love him is to obey him, and to obey him is to love him. Isn't that good? To love him is to obey him, and to obey him is to love him. The one who loves and obeys him cleaves, clings, and holds fast to him, and their fellowship with him flourishes. Our fellowship with the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit will flourish in our lives. Amen. This verse also tells us that in our love and obedience, he is our life. And the one who enables them to fulfill all their days of on this earth. We enable him to fulfill all our days on this earth, being healthy, wealthy, prosperous, happy, peaceful, and loving. Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Hallelujah. And aren't we blessed that we live in the United States? Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. One nation under God. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come unto you and overtake you. Isn't that good? If you shall hearken, if you will listen unto the voice of the Lord your God. There is a place at the top for us, but we must meet the condition. Do all that he commands us. We must obey his word and his plan for our lives. We must obey his written word and obey what he speaks to us by his Spirit. The blessing is in our obedience. The blessing is in the obedience. Jesus stated, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So we are to do the same thing. according to John 15:10. John 15:10. Jesus lets us know that he did abide in his Father's love by keeping his commandments. And that's how we are going to continue to abide in Jesus' love, by keeping his command. In other words, abiding means to live. Amen? We're going to continue to live in Jesus' love by keeping his commandments. To love the Lord is to love the word. Oh, don't you love the word? Can I hear an amen? For God and his word are one, and his word is health to all our flesh. Amen? Walking in love towards God. 1 John 5:3 tells us, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. No, they're not. We are to be mindful and walking in love towards others. But let us not forget that we are to walk in love towards God, first of all, too. Because if we don't walk in love towards God, how can we love other people? Can I hear an amen? How do we walk in love towards God? By keeping his commandments, obeying his word. If we fail to walk in love towards others, our faith won't work. For faith worketh by love, according to Galatians 5:6. But if we fail to walk in love towards God, our faith won't work either. Obedience is a flow of our love towards God. Obeying God holds us in the love flow. And then we will get results with our faith. Amen? Kenneth E. Hagin said, if I get sick, the first place I check is my love walk. He would check there first to see if he had opened the door to the devil. One step outside of love is a step into sin. And when you're in sin, you're on the devil's territory. And then he has the right to attack you. When we check our love walk, let us not only check our love walk towards men, but also towards God, because we can have sometimes resentment to God because, why didn't you heal me? Why did you let my loved one die? Why did you let my husband leave me? And we have unforgiveness and anger towards God. We should never, never, never have unforgiveness for God or anger towards him. Are we walking in love towards God? Are we keeping his commandments? Are we obeying what he told us to do, either through his word or by his spirit? I delight to do your will, Father. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Amen. So much of the time we struggle and struggle against something God tells us to do or calls us to do. But I found that at those times, when I finally obey, I realize that struggling against it was far worse than obeying him. We might as well obey him, keeping us from struggling and letting the enemy come into our lives. We don't want that. The enemy will attack you in the arena you are called to. Did you hear that? The enemy will attack you in the arena you are called to. He wants to set your will against God's will and against what God has planned for you. During the 1980s, when I first traveled overseas with my husband to minister, there came such an attack that I didn't want to do any more overseas travel. Afterwards, I seldom travel with my husband overseas. Now we're reading out of Love, The Great Quest by Nancy Dufresne, Pastor Nancy Dufresne. However, during one prayer service I was conducting at our church, Jesus walked up on the platform and stood by my chair. He instructed me, I want you to travel overseas with your husband. So from then on, I again went with him. And I am so grateful I did, because when my husband went home 13 years ago to be with the Lord, the doors to those other countries were still open to me to minister there. I realized the enemy had attacked me in the arena, because overseas travel is a part of the will of God for my life. Now, preparing to travel overseas, if the enemy tries to trouble me, I answer him, no, you don't. I delight to do God's will. Psalms 40:8. His will is never grievous for me. No, it isn't when you obey and do what he tells you. It's grievous when we disobey. Then I start thanking and worshiping God for the privilege to minister overseas. As I renew my mind with the word regarding God's will, the devil could no longer gain entrance to trouble me about that. Psalms 40, verse 8 reads, I delight to do your will, O my God. Yes, your law, your word is within my heart. Notice that when the word is abiding in our hearts, we will delight to do God's will, and it will not be grievous. If we're struggling with something of God's will for my life, feed and act on the word regarding obedience until your mind is further renewed with this word and abiding in your heart, living in your heart. When I arrived in another country, I worshiped God, saying, I'm glad to be home, Father. Your will is my home, so I am perfectly at home in this place. Wherever God leads us is our home, so we are perfectly at home in that place that God sends us to. We are to refuse to allow the flesh, the world, the devil, to get us to set our will against God's will. We must never complain or speak against God's will for our lives. That's dangerous. It is our great joy and privilege to honor and to carry out God's will for our lives here on this earth, displaying his glory and his honor. Amen. And being light. We are the light of the world here, and we are the salt of the earth too. We are to concentrate ourselves to his will, bringing our will into agreement to his. Jesus declared, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his work. And we are to finish his work, run the race, do our assignment, do his plan, and do his destiny. John 4:34. My food is nourishment. It is to do the will, to do his pleasure of him who sent me and accomplish and completely finish our course, our race, our assignment, and our destiny. Jesus lets us know that as food nourishes and sustains our bodies daily, the will of God nourishes us and sustains our lives daily. Years ago, God spoke to me and said, make my people to know long life is connected to my plan. Make my people to know that long life is connected to my plan. To veer, to get away from his plan is to get away from long life. Did you hear that? To veer from his plan is to veer from long life. We must prize and value his plan for our life above all else. For as we live out his plan for our lives, we live the best life. We live the greatest life, people. We have a great life when we live out his plan here on earth. And our life bears much fruit. Isaiah 1:19 reads, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. God not only wants us to be obedient, but he wants us to obey with the right attitude. He wants us to obey and willingly obey what he tells us to do. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants us as his children to obey him. He wants us to be willing and obedient with a right heart and a right attitude, and not saying, okay, I guess I'll do it, but I don't really want to do it. That's not obedience. No, it isn't. That's rebellion. Rebellion against God's word. And we do not want to rebel against God's word. What he tells us to do, we want to do it with a willing heart. Amen? God has done so much for us that we are to be grateful to do anything he commands us to do with joy. For his commands are not grievous, remember? We delight to do his will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holiness is doing the will of God with joy. Holiness is doing the will of God with joy. God's plan is that we eat the good of the land, that we experience and possess the best things in life. That can only happen if we're willing and obedient. Amen? Hallelujah. Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do. In other words, obey of his good pleasure. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't do it in our own strength, for it is God who is all the while affectionately at work in us, energizing and creating in us the power and the desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and be delighted in what he called us to do. The enemy wants us to struggle against God's plan for our life, trying to get us to set our will against God's will. But instead, we learn to confess this verse, Philippians 2:13. Amen. I delight to do God's will. It is not grievous to me. It is my joy and honor to fulfill his will in my life. Amen. We obey God. We demonstrate our love for him. And we remain in the flow of love, which is the greatest flow that any child of God can walk in. Amen. If we keep his commandments, we shall live in his love. Love always focuses on obeying God. God's will and plan for our life is great. We have a great life. Can I hear an amen? And obeying his will and plan brings us into the greatest flow. Amen? Into greatness, into the greatest flow that we can ever have. I thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I know this was a little long message, but I pray that it will minister and you will hear it over and over, because we need to walk in love. For the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. We are the children of a God that loves humanity and loved us and gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So let's continue to walk with our spouses, with our children, with our family, and with others, displaying the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts. We thank you, Father, for your love. We were sinners, but it was your love, Father, that drew us to repentance. It was God's love that drew us, and God's love that went after us, pursued us. He was in pursuit of us. His love was always when we were sinners. And that love is still in us because we have the character and the nature of God. And his character and his nature is love. Love, love, love. Love conquers everything. Love. And I know that people maybe have hurt you, and you say, how can I love that person? Well, you know what? You are cordial and you love them, and you forgive others that have hurt you and offended you, because you know what? Then you become a prisoner to them. So when you release them and you forgive them, then you're no longer under them being a prisoner, because you're always thinking about what they did, the offense. No. That's what the devil wants to keep us. Keep us thinking, oh, he did this and she did that. And did you hear what she said to me? And she hurt me. I tell you what, the devil's good. Excuse me. He is good to bring all the offenses, all the wrong things, critical spirit, doubt and unbelief, anything that is negative, anything that opposes the word of God. He wants to bring it so we can keep replaying it in our minds over and over and over. No, we let the love of God that's been shed abroad play in our minds and in our hearts and our spirit. And we say no to anything else that tries to keep us from the perfect will of God and his plan for our lives. We want to stay focused, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. Oh, we love you, Father. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, serebere kariando borokose kariande baki shatara. For it's a joy every day to wake up and have the life of God, knowing that it's God's breath and life that's been given to us, and we can fulfill what God called us to do. We can walk in love. We can walk in peace. We don't get anxious. We don't have anxiety, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. We do not get anxious about anything. We cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us, for he wants us to walk and fulfill the plan of God with joy and peace. And we start in victory and we end in victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For all our doers of the word, all the ones that come to our daily bread, we thank you so much that you're filled with the goodness of God and the love of God and the peace of God, and that all your needs are met, that you walk in divine health and divine prosperity and peace of mind, that the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts will be displayed in our lives everywhere we go, especially in our homes and with our families and our loved ones. And thank you so much again for being part of Daily Bread. We love you. We bless you. We say have a good evening. And remember that Jesus loves you. And God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You will never be alone. You never walk alone, because you have the divine companion, the great Holy Spirit in you for the journey. Every day is a journey for us as children of God. And he lives in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We love you. Have a blessed morning, afternoon, and evening. And our brother Andrew will be with you next week. Remember, walk in love. Love keeps the door closed to sin and to Satan. And we always walk. We always open the door to love and forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.